sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
The feeding calls of humpback whales resonate in the waters off Point Adolphus in southeast Alaska, but it isn't long before a tourboat adds engine noise to the undersea soundscape. The ocean could be noisy even before motorboats arrived on the scene. Near the Marjorie Glacier in Glacier Bay, waterfalls, creeks, and melting ice create a background of white noise. Chris Gabriel, a biologist in Glacier Bay National Park, is studying and documenting undersea sounds. She's particularly interested in learning how humpback whales might be affected by the sounds made by ships and boats. Whales experience the world mostly by the way it sounds, rather than how it looks, since underwater visibility is so limited in plankton-rich Alaska waters.
Whales may move away from their preferred feeding areas when they're disturbed by vessel sounds. Vessel noise can also interfere with whale communication, increase the chance of collision between vessels and whales, or cause short-term hearing loss. Researchers need to learn how much noise is too much, what role the frequency of the sound plays, and what effects vessel type, speed, and proximity might have. While larger vessels are loud at greater distances than smaller vessels, small boats can produce equivalent underwater noise levels at close range. But while a skiff with a 100-plus horsepower engine can potentially be as loud as a cruise ship, the volume peaks at different frequencies. It's not known exactly what frequencies baleen whales hear best at, but it's believed that they may be more sensitive to lower frequencies. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
And I'm Kathy Hawker.
Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.